Trudeau-funded school handbook declares World War II-era Canadian flag a hate-promoting symbol. By Chris Tomlinson on July 7, 2022. A school handbook by an anti-hate group funded by the government of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has declared Canada's former flag, the Red Ensign, a hate-promoting symbol. The 50-page school handbook, entitled Confronting and Preventing Hate in Canadian Schools, was authored by the Canadian Anti-Hate Network, CAHN, and lists the Red Ensign, the official flag of Canada during the Second World War that adorns war memorials across the country, a hate-promoting symbol alongside symbols used by the Nazi regime. The flag of Canada until 1965. Its usage denotes a desire to return to Canada's demographics before 1967, when it was predominantly white, Kahn states and adds. Its usage in modern times is an indicator of hate-promoting beliefs. The Canadian government announced it would be paying Kahn $268,400 for the school toolkit as part of the government's anti-racism action program. The grant comes after the group was given the same amount in 2020 to carry out the monitoring of extreme right groups, report on their activities and file complaints with law enforcement, by the Trudeau government. The school handbook has been criticized by some in the Canadian media, including the Toronto Sun's Lauren Gunter, who called it propaganda and stated the handbook encourages them to view Canada's pre-1965 flag, the Red Ensign, as a hate symbol and claims, not once, but twice, the Conservative Party of Canada has been infiltrated by racists. Kahn has also been active in denouncing the Freedom Convoy protesters earlier this year, with the executive director of Kahn Evan Balgord commenting on the anti-coronavirus restriction protesters saying, "We're saying that this is a far-right convoy because, from day one, the organizers themselves are part of the far-right movement." In February during the Freedom Convoy protests in Ottawa, Kahn chair Bernie Farber went even further, spreading a picture of an anti-Semitic flyer on social media and claiming it originated from the Freedom Convoy protests. However, it was later revealed the picture had been taken in Miami, in the United States, weeks prior. After Farber's post had been spread by multiple Canadian politicians and others, Farber deleted the post and stated, "Okay, for the record, a friend from Ottawa told me they saw an anti-Semitic flyer and sent it to me. I posted it. The photo itself was old and originally from Miami. However, they said they saw the same thing. Since I am not in Ottawa, I cannot attest to it." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.